So DeepSeek drops this V4 flash thing, and suddenly everybody's yelling that intelligence is a commodity now.
Yeah, that Axios piece basically says, congrats, you poured hundreds of billions into compute, and now the brains on top cost pocket change.
I mean, when the article says V4 flash is basically Opus 4.8 level coding for a 99% discount, that's not subtle.
Right. On Arena's front-end leaderboard, it even edges Opus 4.8. And then the author does that electricity and gasoline analogy. You stop caring which plant made it. You just want cheap kilowatt hours.
Before we get fully existential about kilowatt hours, how's your week? You looked like you were doom-scrolling benchmarks when I pinged you.
I was, but in my defense this time, the charts were actually interesting. Price axes are finally moving, not just accuracy bars.
Okay, that is such a you sentence. I've mostly been in product decks where everyone's asking, can we switch to the cheap one yet without breaking everything?
That's literally the question this article is poking at.
Yeah. Central claim is basically, top-tier models are close enough that for a huge chunk of use cases, you swap on price and call it a day.
And the evidence stack is decent. DeepSeek claims near Opus 4.8 on complex coding and autonomous software benchmarks. The Arena leaderboard backs that for front-end tasks, and then they drop the number, 28 cents versus 25 bucks for the same output volume.
That number is wild.
It is. Then they zoom out. July was just everyone blinking. OpenAI cuts GPT 5.6 Luna by 80% 3 weeks after launch. Google ships a whole line of Gemini Flash models that are explicitly about efficiency. Grok 4.5 comes out at Luna's original price, and Meta suddenly does a closed MuseSpark that's aggressively priced for devs.
Plus Anthropic, as the holdout, keeping Opus premium and basically saying, we're the fancy gas station with the good additives.
Exactly. Their bet is that safety and precision are worth a margin, even if the raw code completion score is similar.
So where does this commodity argument hold for you technically? And where does it feel like Axios is smoothing over cliffs?
It holds in the sense that marginal capability gains on generic coding are flattening. If V4 Flash, Luna, Gemini Flash, and Sonnet all clear your test suite within a couple percent, you absolutely should look at dollars per bug-free pull request.
Mm-hmm.
But commodity is doing a lot of work. These models still have very different failure modes, tool ecosystems, and governance stories. Opus 4.8's whole thing is lower misaligned behavior on stuff like deception that doesn't show up in a front-end leaderboard, but it matters if the agent is touching payments or prod infra.
Yeah, like the article leans on Zach Cass's line about diminishing model returns. At some point, the next model doesn't matter to you. And that's true for, say, spam triage or basic code gen. It is not true if you're running an autonomous workflow that can nuke real systems.
Or if regulators are asking you which lab's safety processes you trust. That's not electricity. That's more like picking a cloud region with compliance guarantees.
The part that did feel very on theme for us was the intelligent routers bit. Vinish from Qualcomm talking about systems that auto-pick the best model on capability, speed, and price. That's our whole cost per outcome routing rant from months ago.
Yeah, that's basically Cursor's classifier story scaled out. You hide the menu behind a simple toggle and let the infra decide which model actually runs, which makes brand loyalty even weaker.
And that's where I think the piece underplays something. If routing gets good, the model vendors don't just lose pricing power, they also become interchangeable modules in somebody else's product. The router owner becomes the gatekeeper.
Right. The existential threat for Frontier Labs isn't just cheap Chinese models, it's being abstracted behind an API that can swap you out overnight.
Although they do give OpenAI's counterpoint some airtime. Sam basically saying, we'll make it up on volume, we don't need insane margins if usage explodes.
Which is coherent as a story. If intelligence per dollar keeps improving and demand is elastic, you can lower price and still grow total revenue. The question is whether that demand expansion is enough to pay for the next $10 billion training run when DeepSeek is selling near Opus performance for pocket change.
So who should actually care here? Like, if I'm a team shipping a coding agent this month, does this article change anything or is it just vibes?
If you're running serious volume, it's a direct budget question. You should at least A/B test something like V4 Flash or Luna against your current default. And you should assume your CFO is going to forward you this kind of article and ask why you're not on the cheap one.
Yeah. From the product side, it's also permission to design for swappability. Build that routing layer in from day one, assume the menu keeps changing, and don't hardwire a single lab into your architecture just because it feels safer emotionally.
And if you're Anthropic-pilled, you now have to articulate why you're paying the premium. Not just they're safer, but here's the concrete risk profile or governance feature we need that the cheaper model doesn't have yet.
I like that the bottom line in the piece is basically abundance is coming, profitability is the open question. That feels very load-bearing infrastructure of them.
Of course you'd say that. The room definitely got smaller on pricing, though.
You're just happy your room got smaller, line from last time aged well in, like 48 hours.
I am a little smug about that, yeah.
All right, let's stop before you start quoting your own metaphors back at me. This was fun, Kathy.